Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals combines the four most powerful of these plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and black cumin seed, which I believe to be one of the most promising in its wide range of potential therapeutic applications. It's an all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. Future Farm offers some of the most innovative products I've seen in quite a while. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Black for Health is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in, pose your questions. We welcome them, questions or comments, this hour. I would like to have the luxury to talk less about COVID. And COVID, no question, is receding across many parts of the United States and across the world. And so it's becoming less of a preoccupation. People are sick and tired of it. Many people have been vaccinated and boosted. Many people have had COVID. So it's likely to wane. But in the wake of COVID, we've got to assess how we reacted to COVID. And that, to me, is a big concern. In the beginning of COVID, many doctors like myself published stories about how nutritional support could be beneficial for COVID. And we weren't proposing a surefire cure or panacea, but we were talking about the facts about the benefits of certain nutrients and nutraceuticals for addressing the COVID crisis. And this is prior to the introduction of vaccines and medications, so it was especially practical. And then we were censored. We were attacked. Many doctors received letters from the Federal Trade Commission to cease and desist and take down the heretical information. And then there was a lot of social media censorship, an example of which is a study that just came out of Johns Hopkins University by a group of economists, which assessed the impact of lockdowns. And their conclusion is that lockdowns had a minimal effect on deaths from COVID. Now, that's a controversial view, and it's an opinion backed up by studies, but there's no telling. And when I tried to look up the study, I actually had trouble finding the study. The study was not reported on in many major media outlets. It didn't receive a lot of attention except on some conservative broadcast networks because it buttressed the opinion that lockdowns were no good. Everybody's got an opinion. Lockdown's good. Lockdown's unnecessary. And so you pick and choose your facts. I actually had trouble finding the original article. What I did find is links to a lot of articles criticizing the study that said that lockdowns made very little difference, if any, in terms of the number of deaths. And, you know, how could that be? You know, a lot of people died of COVID during this period, but a lot more people have died. And it turns out that only about a third of the excess deaths across America were due to COVID. There were excess deaths. More people died during this period than would be expected for any 12-month period. And it turns out that about two-thirds of the deaths were due to what can be termed deaths of despair. People committing suicide, people overdosing on drugs, people dying of alcohol-related causes, people delaying necessary medical care because they were afraid to go out or because the clinics were closed. Those unnecessary deaths due to not COVID directly, but indirectly, the unintended consequences of lockdowns, these actually escalated mortality statistics. And so there's a real sad track record of censorship about the COVID-19 debate, an example of which was Facebook. Perhaps the worst case of documented COVID-19 censorship came from Facebook. The platform deleted the Great Barrington Declaration's account page. Well, the Great Barrington Declaration, at this point, might sound pretty sensible, because what they're saying is, you know, protect the vulnerable, protect the elderly, people with comorbidities. But for the most part, yeah, they're not against vaccines, but let's not lock down the country, because the consequences of the lockdown economically and psychologically, the effects on our kids from not going to school or perpetually wearing masks, these effects outweighed the benefits, the slight benefits of protection, which turned out not to be very big. Facebook also went after a major medical journal, the British Medical Journal, for accusing a company contracted by vaccine producer Pfizer of engaging in sketchy practices that undermined the integrity of the data that was submitted to get the vaccines approved. They didn't want that information out there because it would perhaps undermine the vaccine effort. And so there are lots of cases of doctors, scientists, medical and science groups being censored. Big Tech has censored 32 doctors and scientists and 9 medical and science groups between March 17, 2020 and February 3, 2022. They've even censored articles that appeared in mainstream places like the British Medical Journal, the MIT Technology Review. They've censored 70 media personalities, the latest of which got into trouble was Joe Rogan. But you know, many media outlets, they didn't get their viewpoints out there because they countered the narrative. 7 members of Congress had their social media platforms censored for putting out information that was contrary to the views of the government. And a lot of prominent individuals had their accounts restricted or suspended as a result of this. So, you know, when we look back on COVID, and hopefully it'll be in the rearview mirror not too long from now, we got to look back on, you know, how we reacted to it and how important debates were quashed under the guise of misinformation or disinformation. I don't like those terms at all because, yeah, there's a lot of junk information out there, but the best way to counter misinformation and disinformation is to provide verifiable, authoritative facts. And that's how you counter. You don't suppress it. You air it out. The best disinfectant is sunlight. And that's been a big problem. 877-726-8255. A little addendum to the story that I shared with you last hour. Ultra-processed food consumption has soared among U.S. adults from 2001 to 2018. Well, that's a big duh. More and more Americans are consuming junk instead of real food. And what they're suggesting is that we're not doing a good job in the United States. Other countries seem to be doing a better job at dealing with the problem of poor diets. It turns out that the United States currently has no policies related to ultra-processed foods. Processing level is not considered in the dietary guidelines for Americans. So the authors of the study conclude, to successfully reduce the consumption of ultra-processed foods in the U.S. population, we must also increase the availability, accessibility, and affordability of nutritious, minimally processed foods, especially among disadvantaged populations. And part of the problem is education and health literacy and nutrition literacy, which is very poor among Americans. I got a story here from the Journal of Environmental Psychology. 40% of American kids think hot dogs and bacon are plants. A team of psychologists asked children, age 4 to 7, to categorize a range of foods, including cheese, french fries, bacon, popcorn, shrimp, almonds, and eggs. The responses threw up a number of surprises, including that 47% of the kids believed that french fries came from animals. Cheese was commonly misidentified as plant-based, 44% incorrectly identifying its origin. 41% believed bacon to come from a plant. That'd be nice. 40% said the same of hot dogs. So, kids' knowledge of the origins of foods is woefully inadequate, and we need to do something about it. Early intervention to teach kids about food value. I'm not necessarily to propagandize kids to become vegetarians, as they're doing in many school districts, but to encourage kids to eat wholesome foods. Lots, of course, of fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, whole grains if you're tolerant of them. But for some people, they aren't, because the excess carbohydrates has a negative effect on the metabolism. That would be, a useful thing to do, when we're spending billions and billions of dollars on, quote, human infrastructure. The most important human infrastructure that we have is our kids and the healthy adults that they hopefully will become. And their health is being undermined by rampant advertising and the proliferation of junk food and their misunderstanding of what constitutes a healthy diet. 877-726-8255, our number, if you got a question or you want to weigh in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. Just because a label states that an ingredient is present in a supplement you're taking doesn't mean you're obtaining its full benefit. The key is bioavailability, how much is absorbed and gets to where it's needed. That's why I recommend and use Future Farm Botanicals. Future Farm sources the most potent, highest quality ingredients and then uses liposomal technology to assure optimal uptake. All Future Farm formulas are custom organic blends crafted from the finest raw ingredients by certified chemists and herbalists. Future Farm offers some of the most innovative products I've seen in quite a while, addressing a variety of issues, from inflammation to immune support. I use their supplements, prescribe them in my practice, and I'm proud to recommend them to you, listeners of Intelligent Medicine. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's MyFuture, PHARM, MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. All Future Farm products are all natural, science-based, and work without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24-7, 365. And that means you can call in and anytime you like, at your leisure. Not a lot of people listening in, the hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to our live show. Well, perhaps I'm exaggerating a bit, but, you might be a little gun-shy. But you can record a question like this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name's Sandy. I'm from Monroe, New York. I read your recent article online about magnesium supplementation. I do have high blood pressure and an arrhythmia, and I was recently diagnosed with 2 stomach ulcers. I currently take 500 milligrams of magnesium malate a day, chewable, and I know it's not sufficient. I do also take a potassium prescription. I understand that blood tests won't show my actual magnesium level, because magnesium levels are not really indicative of the actual amount in your body. So even if I ask my doctor for a blood test, I guess that might not really show it. So if you could let me know the amount I should take every day to make sure I have enough magnesium, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I just wrote an article in our newsletter. By the way, subscribe to our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com. Just enter your email and we'll send you newsletters. And, you know, with minimal solicitation, we won't bombard you with ads and we won't sell our newsletter mailing list. And you'll get information in your inbox every week, hopefully of interest. Article a couple of weeks ago on magnesium. The point being, as this caller mentioned, that a lot of us have insufficient magnesium, and the blood tests for magnesium are notoriously poor. You got to be really on your last legs before you show a low blood level of magnesium. So there are different forms of magnesium, and the one that this caller is taking, magnesium malate, is a form that is often used for fibromyalgia. It's thought that the malic acid that the magnesium is complexed with may have some benefits in terms of energy metabolism in the muscles, which ache in people who have fibromyalgia. Malic acid is slightly acidic, and she mentioned that she has stomach problems, so maybe that's not the best form. The most gentle form of magnesium is magnesium glycinate, really easy on the stomach, but you have to take a little more to get adequate levels. You know, start with one twice daily and then maybe take two twice daily. When it comes to magnesium taurate, she's got arrhythmias and blood pressure problems. That one is more the cardiovascular form of magnesium. And some patients really require higher doses of that, and it's well tolerated. It's pretty neutral in terms of stomach. And some patients who have tachycardia or skipped heartbeats or even bouts of atrial fibrillation get relief when they take magnesium taurate 2, 4, 6, or even up to 8 a day. That may be the amount that's required to help alleviate their symptoms. So I hesitate to recommend a specific amount for you because I don't know you. I don't know your kidney function. I don't know about the medications you're taking. Sometimes medications can also deplete magnesium, which means you need even more. But a good start would be, you know, try magnesium glycinate, easy on the stomach, take it with food. Try magnesium taurate, also pretty well tolerated, and, you know, work up to perhaps 4 a day. Give it a shot. Let us know how it works for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's share this item, which is kind of a disturbing item because a lot of women get hysterectomies and they're told, yeah, well, take out your ovaries anyway because ovaries are a nuisance. They can become cancerous, so we'll get them out. You know, finished your family, so we'll just do you a favor and you'll get a twofer. You'll get your uterus taken out and your ovaries. It turns out that a bilateral oophorectomy where they take out both ovaries is associated with a higher risk of dementia, according to a recent study. When it comes to a unilateral oophorectomy, which means they take out the problem ovary, it looks a little suspicious, that is not associated with a higher risk of dementia. So taking out both ovaries, especially if it's unnecessary, not a good idea, according to the recent study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Even if you're not calling during the show, you may jot that number down, 877-726-8255. And then you can use that number to call and you can leave a message. And we'll take up that call on a subsequent program. But let's talk about acne. Acne is a consequence of the Western diet, according to a lot of recent studies. It is virtually universal among inhabitants of Western industrialized countries. Show me a kid in America without acne, and I'll show you a real outlier. Very unusual. Certain populations did not historically have acne. I studied this in anthropology, which was my major in college, and it's quite fascinating. The role played by traditional lifestyle and diet. The Canadian Inuit, formerly known as Eskimos, did not have acne. Subsisting on a diet almost entirely of animal protein, but no junk. Now, that's changed. Westernized diet has been introduced into the northern reaches of Alaska and Canada and in Siberia. South African Zulus, no acne. Japanese Okinawans. The Kitavan Islanders of Papua New Guinea. All that has changed with the introduction of a Western diet. And so there's a bunch of studies on the effect of diet on acne. And I really enjoy seeing adolescents, teenagers, whose parents bring them in for treatment of acne, because diet really can make a difference. And many of these kids are subject to long-term use of antibiotics, which is not great, messes up the microbiome, or worse yet, they're put on drugs like Accutane, which has some really bad side effects. So we're always looking for alternatives. And, you know, you can't impress a kid with the need to follow a good diet so they'll live longer, because in their minds, they'll live forever, and they're living for the present. But when it comes to cosmetic appearance, especially in this day and age of Instagram and TikTok, they're very motivated to improve the way they look. So they'll do almost anything to get rid of their acne. They'll make some really positive changes. So among the studies of diet on acne, one in particular is by Lauren Cordain. He's the paleo guy. He virtually single-handedly introduced the notion that a paleo diet free of modern foods can be beneficial for a whole range of conditions. It actually published a workbook based on a study that showed that a paleo diet substantially relieved acne in a group of young adults who followed that diet for a period of time. There are also some studies that link dietary carbohydrates to acne, especially the refined kind, but too many carbohydrates altogether may drive the development of acne. Remember, the Inuit of the north, of the Arctic, a very low glycemic diet, lots of protein and fat, virtually no carbohydrates, until recently. There's also some studies that link dairy consumption to acne. in particular modern dairy, which may be laced with growth hormones. So there are studies that suggest that whole milk consumption, which kids guzzle, cheese consumption, especially processed cheese, is a problem. And foods rich in omega-6 fatty acids, which is pro-inflammatory, in lieu of foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which is anti-inflammatory. And that balance has really shifted in modern diets towards a overabundance of omega-6 from seed oils that we use in confections and for frying things, fast food, and a dearth of omega-3s, which we get from grass-fed meats and also fish. So diet, yeah, big factor underlying this high prevalence of acne that we're seeing. Dermatologists should be aware of that. And if I had my druthers, I'd see a nutritionist in every dermatologist's office, because it can make a big difference in people's appearance. 877-726-8255, our number. I want to offer congratulations to our longtime partner, Wakanaga of America. They're the makers of Kyolic aged garlic extract and other products on their, get this, 50th anniversary. They are stayer players in the industry. Wakanaga has been committed to excellence for 5 decades. Their staying power is a testimony to the quality and scientific rigor they bring to the field of nutrition. I'm especially impressed by their investment in research, big dollars, to validate the efficacy of products like their Kyolic line of aged garlic extract. I'm also a longtime user. I take Kyolic aged garlic extract myself for prevention, and I encourage my patients to take them as well. They produce excellent results for people with a wide range of health challenges, whether immune, cardiovascular, blood sugar, blood pressure, or cholesterol. Kyolic aged garlic extract helps to maintain your health. To show their thanks, Wakanaga is having a 50th anniversary sweepstakes giveaway. Check it out. Each month in 2022, you can visit drhoffman.com/kyolic to enter for a chance to win 1 year's supply of your favorite Wakanaga product. That's a pretty good deal. That's drhoffman.com/kyolic, K-Y-O-L-I-C. No purchase necessary. Winner randomly drawn each month. Please see sweepstakes rules on their website. And congratulations again to Wakanaga on 50 years of superior quality nutritional supplements. They're the real deal in this industry. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the reasons I exercise, I mean, exercise to, you know, maintain my weight, to stay fit. But a major reason to exercise, particularly my age, is to keep my brain in good shape. I call upon my brain a lot to do this program, to do my podcasts, to write stuff, and to see patients, and to sit on several important boards in the nutrition field and the integrative medicine field. And so I want my brain to work. I consider it an asset that I don't want to squander. This study comes to us from Sports Medicine Journal. Older people in good shape have fitter brains. Well, we knew that because exercise provides a substance that is like Miracle-Gro for the neurons in the brains that form attachments that help us coordinate our activities, and preserve our memories. That stuff is called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. 70-80-year-olds who train for better fitness are better at solving cognitive tasks and are less likely to suffer cognitive impairment. The author of the study, Ekaterina Zacheva, says our findings suggest that being fit can protect against mild cognitive impairment in older people. So it's part of something called the Generation 100 study. It's been going on for almost 10 years now. After the study participants had been exercising for 5 years, we tested the cognitive function of almost 1,000 of them. And the men and women who had maintained or increased their physical fitness during the study had better brain health than those whose fitness had declined over the 5 years. So the tests were assessing short-term memory, executive function, and the ability to orient oneself in time and space. So, you know, as one ages, something called MCI, mild cognitive impairment, becomes ever more common. Even if you don't get outright Alzheimer's disease, mild cognitive impairment creeps up on us. And another study, even mild physical activity immediately improves memory function. In a study of 36 healthy young adults, not to be excluded, because we had to think, okay, yeah, I'm young, I don't have to think about that. Well, I'll start exercising when I'm older. In 36 healthy young adults, the researchers discovered that a single 10-minute period of mild exertion can yield considerable cognitive benefits. Studies were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which is a big deal. That's a big deal journal. The hippocampus, they say, is critical for the creation of new memories. And the neuroscientists who conducted the study found that there was heightened connectivity in the part of the brain that generates memory. So even a little bit of exercise can make a difference. And so I challenge you to adopt a physical activity regimen. Whatever, you know, just step it up. Whatever your level of fitness is. And even if you can barely get out of a chair, just, you know, just doing some walking. That can be helpful. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action, Joint UC, and D-Flame. Ache Action contains a formula exclusive to Protocol for Life Balance that studies show significantly reduces joint discomfort in as little as 5 days. Protocol's Joint UC is an undenatured type 2 collagen that has been clinically validated for its ability to help maintain healthy joints. And D-Flame has 9 plant-based ingredients rooted in traditional herbalism. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And let's take one of those recorded calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had sinus surgery in the springtime, and pathology report and everything else showed that I had both aerobic and anaerobic bacteria in my sinuses. And my ENT ordered, after culture, a drug called Avalox. Today was my last dose, but is there anything, if I have to go on this antibiotic again, that I could take to possibly avert any of the side effects? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Avalox is a medication related to Cipro. It's a flox drug. And these types of drugs can have side effects. They can have neurological side effects. They can increase the risk of a tendon rupture. And they're not that great to take a lot of times. You dodged a bullet, you seem to be okay with it. But One of the things that you can do to inhibit the growth of bacteria in your nasal passages is to religiously use clear nasal spray, XLEAR, which contains xylitol, which prevents bacterial replication and breaks up the biofilms that make these infections more tenacious. We've done lots of podcasts on that subject with experts on ENT health, and it's something that I really believe in for my patients who have sinusitis. The other thing you can do is when you take antibiotics, you can boost their ability to penetrate deeply into the tissue. And the problem with chronic sinusitis is that it's hard for the antibiotics to get to where they work because the infections are deep in the tissue. And you can actually help boost the penetration of the antibiotics into the tissue by taking something called Wobenzyme or some similar type of proteolytic enzyme. There are other products, but that's one of the most popular products, Wobenzyme, that contains bromelain and other proteolytic enzymes. It also tends to break down some of the protein complexes that kind of create a barrier to the penetration of your immune cells, your circulation, and then ultimately the antibiotics that you want to use to kill the bacteria. So, you know, the other thing is investigate underlying food allergies, because food allergies create excess mucus, which is kind of a petri dish for bacterial proliferation. These are some of the ways that you can beat that, and consider taking N-acetylcysteine, which we talked about earlier for preventing kidney problems. When you get a dye study, when you get contrast dye injected into you for some kind of radiologic study, well, N-acetylcysteine also is mucolytic. It reduces the tenacity of mucus. So take 600 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine two or three times a day, along with some vitamin C. That may actually help your chronic nasal congestion. But, you know, the tissue's damaged, it's vulnerable, your immune, your local immunity is impaired, and that's why you're so susceptible to infections. All right, well, you know, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Among them, several stand out for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion: Ache Action, Joint UC, and D-Flame. I recently did a podcast with Dr. Neil Levin, who's an expert on supplements in general, but also has been the lead formulator for Protocol for Life Balance. And he talks about what are some of the plausible things we can do for joint problems. Well, Ache Action contains a formula exclusive to Protocol for Life Balance that studies show significantly reduces joint discomfort in as little as 5 days. Protocol's Joint UC is an undenatured type 2 collagen that's been clinically validated for its ability to help maintain healthy joints. And D-Flame has 9 plant-based ingredients rooted in traditional herbalism. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. And they're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. All right. Here's a tip when you're exercising. If you want to get more effective fat burning, if your goal is weight loss, drinking a strong cup of coffee a half an hour before exercising increases fat burning, according to a new study. Researchers at the University of Grenada, I guess in the Caribbean, have shown that caffeine, which is the equivalent to a strong cup of coffee ingested half an hour before aerobic exercise, significantly increases the rate of fat burning. They also found that if the exercise is performed in the afternoon, the effects of the caffeine are even more marked than in the morning. The study was published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. So they say the recommendation to exercise on an empty stomach in the morning to increase fat oxidation is commonplace. And that's what I do. I endeavor not to eat before I exercise. Even if it's going to be a long bike ride for an hour and a half or two, I try not to eat. And that increases fat burning because you don't have any food to counteract the caloric exertion. But When you take a little bit of caffeine with the exercise, it seems to accelerate the fat burning. The results show that caffeine increases fat oxidation during morning exercise, and they recommend that as a way to accelerate your rate of weight loss. This item looks at the microplastics in the air. So how do we get it? Do we get it first from plastic bags and plastic objects? Well, it turns out that clothes these days are often laced with plastic. More than 60 million metric tons of plastic fibers were produced in 2016. Fibers for clothes. And fragments of these fibers are present in indoor and even outdoor air. So inhaled fibrous microplastics last forever. They're forever particles. It takes a really long time for the environment to break them down. And they also may have harmful effects. So, you know, opt for natural clothes, clothes not made with various types of plastic materials, because it's bad for the environment and it may ultimately be bad for you. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember our number, 877-726-8255 for questions during the week. You can record them. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. We've got podcasts there to download. And you can follow us on social media. We're active on Facebook and Twitter. So have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy it. And good things are coming as we emerge from the COVID pandemic. Stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.